Welcome to another episode of Making Magic with your host, Bradley Morris from Magic Media. This is the go-to show for purpose-driven creators to get inspired with innovative new ideas to produce your educational content, build thriving online communities, and turn your message into a movement.
Today's sermon, I want to talk about not being afraid of everything. We seem to have come into this culture in the world where it seems like everybody is afraid of things. And most of the things people are afraid of are things that will not kill them. They will not die from. A lot of the things that we're afraid of are embarrassment or failure or even success. And so I just want to share a short story from the Magic Mind community here, just around like overcoming that fear, that resistance, that part of us that's like, we know we need to do the thing and we don't want to do the thing, but we do the thing anyways. And this can look in a lot of different ways. It could be reaching out for affiliates, which is something I'm doing a whole bunch of right now and having really great success onboarding a whole bunch of promotional partners for our Craft and Tour Your Signature workshop for this fall. I've got some big partners. I'm very excited about this. This is the first time in a long time that I'm like going all in on getting affiliates, and it seems to be working. I'm just checking things off my list. I'm not paying attention to any of my resistance. It could be teaching a workshop and the fears that come up and am I ready? Am I good enough to be doing this? Like I had those fears every time, 500 meditation workshops in a row that I taught, that I would just have to move through. And the more that we move through that resistance and that fear, we become more resilient, we become more confident, more capable that, oh shit, I can do this. So the little story that I'm going to share today, and I know you're here now, Katie, is about you, Katie. You took one of the pieces of advice around how can you spread your work even further, whether it was reaching out to partners. And in this case, you made posters and you went around to cafes, you went to your liquor store, you went to restaurants, and you got your posters up for your training that's coming up so that you could get more exposure in your local neighborhood. And whether this leads to business or it doesn't lead to business, the positive is you had an idea, you acted on the inspiration, you had resistance. And as you said in your post here, I didn't want to do it, but you did do it. And you ended up moving through all those hurdles. And as you said in one of the later posts, it was actually a lot of fun once you started getting out there and doing the thing. And so I just want to commend you on this, because there's so many people who have been a part of these coaching calls, who listen to the podcast, who listen to watch my YouTube channel. They hear this advice and then they don't do anything with it. And so I'm just stoked to see when somebody takes the initiative, who doesn't want to do the thing that they know they need to do, but then you go do it and it becomes something that's actually fun, because and you got out from behind the computer, you got out into your community, you were connecting with people. And as you said, there was like one of the guys at the liquor store who you knew, he was like, oh, so this is what you're doing. This is the thing that you're talking about. And it creates a conversation starter for you and for others to connect around. It gets you opportunity to talk about what you're doing, so you get more comfortable talking about what you're doing. And it's just like only good things can come from doing these small steps that might be scary at first, but then you realize it's actually not such a big deal at all. And so in a world where everybody's afraid of everything, I'm encouraging people to tap into their own bravery, their own courage, to pay attention to the body. Do you get hot? Do you feel sweaty? Do you feel constricted? If the answer is yes, then do it anyways, because you have to prove to yourself that you're not going to die. All of this is coming from the wiring of our ancient ancestors that were running from prehistoric beasts. And those beasts don't exist in this age. And we're still using those programs in our modern life to keep us small, to keep us safe, to keep us protected. And we don't have to listen to those little programs running through our minds. They're telling us we might die if we go hang some posters up out in the public square. So I'm just going to say that today. Whatever you have written down on your list of things you know you need to do to reach out to other people, to build relationships, to create those bridges in your networks, do it anyways. Whether you feel the fear, do it anyways. Whether you want to teach a workshop and you don't quite feel ready, teach it anyways. Just do it so that you can prove to yourself, so you can build that resiliency inside of yourself, knowing that you can move through fears again and again and again, and those fears get smaller and smaller and smaller every single time that you do, so that eventually they're not a big deal whatsoever. So, Katie, way to go on doing it. Thank you for your courage to get out there in your community and try the thing you didn't want to do.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Making Magic Podcast with your host, Bradley T. Morse from Magic Media. If you're inspired to leverage your life's work by crafting your transformational, educational, and inspirational media, thriving online community, profitable membership, or to turn your message into a movement, then head on over to magicmedia.com, that's M-A-J-I-K, media.com, and explore what our partnership opportunities have to offer you and your beautiful business.